My name is Marcel Hansen, and you're listening to Small Habits, Big Changes. Let's dive in.
Welcome, welcome. Today I want to share a little bit more about personal agency and natural curiosity, as well as questioning perceived authority. We live in such a crazy world right now. I feel really blessed to have had the upbringing that I had during the time that I had, pre-computers, pre-sense of entitlement running rampant. And while it was, for many of us, the decades of 70s and 80s and even the 90s, and certainly still today, an age of naivete, I grew up in the era and in the time where I really thought, as a young person, that doctors and law enforcement and superintendents and people who establish school curriculum, lawmakers, that they were altruistically being of service for the community at large. Sadly, in my adulthood, I have learned that nothing could be further from the truth. So for many of you listening out there, you may not share the same experience as me. You may still be walking around in a bit of a cloud, believing that these systems within our infrastructure in North America are established and maintained for the betterment of the whole, and they are not. And that's okay. We live in a capitalistic society. Nobody more economically driven than Americans. We hold a large part of the world's wealth in many respects. But for all that we have learned, for all the education and degrees that we've received, all of the 6- and 7-figure salaries and net profits that we may earn, we are easily one of the sickest. And when I say sickest, I mean, given what we have, access to fresh water, first world country stuff, right? Access to healthcare in many respects for acute issues. We are the sickest population. We are the fattest. We are the most insulin resistant. We have the most heart attacks. We have the most claim on diabetes, and now diabetes 3, which has recently been relabeled. That allows for more pharmaceutical sales. We are the sickest people in all the lands, given the rich amount of resources that we have. Why is that? The systems are not in place to look out for us. The systems are not created with our betterment in mind. And this isn't to coup them. This isn't to bring them down. It isn't to bring you down. It's to bring awareness to just how important, more so than ever, your personal agency is. Your ability to question what has stereotypically been seen as authority, your ability to be informed, to do your own research, to figure out what's going on for you. It is your job, and you will be paid for it in health, in wellness. It's a big thing. It's huge. Your ability to be healthy, happy, vibrant, and live a long time, your ability is completely predicated on your curiosity, on your ability to take responsibility and to be accountable for what's going on with you. They are intrinsically tied together. You just are so unlikely to live a long, prosperous, happy, healthy life by accident. We just have too many external exposures, and now we have many internal exposures as well. If you are not minding your emotional management, trust me, no one else is. If you are not caring for your physical body, it's unlikely that anyone else can help you maintain that. You can get assistance. You can have a coach. You can have a trainer. You can have a chef. You can have a naturopath. You can have a team that supports you, but you are the driver. You are the driver of the bus. You can have a whole busload of people who are your cheerleaders, your friends, your family, who will root you on, root for you to win. Like I said, you can have naturopaths, massage therapists, acupuncturists, trainers, coaches, mentors. They can all be top of their game. But if you are not doing the work for you, all of their efforts combined will not get you to where you need to go. Someone asked me the other day if I had a tip, one thing that I could do each and every day that would take less than 30 seconds 30 seconds or less, what would it be to better my health? I could probably, and I haven't given it any thought until right this second, I could probably give you 20 things right now. I probably list 100, but it may take a little time. So if I had just 30 seconds each and every day to do one thing, first and foremost, in a place of silence, perhaps, in a place of chaos, perhaps, maybe I'm on the subway, maybe I'm on an airplane, maybe I'm, you know, sitting, having a meal, preparing to have a meal. Maybe I'm lying in my bed at night. So there could be no one around or lots of people around. Doesn't really matter. If you have just 30 seconds, and if I had just 30 seconds, my recommendation would be to focus on one thing. And that is, for 30 seconds, I would focus on the quality of my breath. You know, when I was in my early 20s, I was part of a spiritual community in Seattle. I noticed that I don't remember the time I noticed it, but I noticed that I was a really shallow breather. So I hired a breath coach. She might be listening. It would be funny if she heard this. It's been 30 years now. And I remember the start of our first session, she had me lay on the floor and just breathe normally. Nobody was watching. And eventually, after, she said, just keep going. It'll be 10, 15 minutes. You know, at first you think someone may be watching, so you breathe a certain way. And after a few minutes, that wears off. You just go back to how you're normally breathing. And she peeked in several minutes in to see what my natural breath was, my natural depth of breath and frequency of breath. I don't think she thought I was dead, but close. She kind of alerted me. I think she said my name. And she was like, are you breathing? For the majority of my life, certainly my childhood and well into my 20s at that point, I was a really shallow breather. You really couldn't even tell I was breathing. And I must say that even though I've done a ton of breath work, I still catch myself throughout the day wondering, have I been breathing for the last minute or so or not? I played an instrument in band growing up, so there was always an emphasis on breath. I was playing a horn, right? So if I didn't breathe in, I wouldn't have the capacity to push out the air that was required to make sound, you know? So I think I paid attention to it for that purpose. I also played sports, and so I paid attention to it for that purpose. I'd have coaches that say, okay, when you go to swing, whether it was tennis or softball or basketball, they would say, remember to breathe through that. So don't tense up. So I know that my focus was on it, and it's a pretty big deal. It is probably the one thing that makes us all similar. It's the metronome of, you know, your life. There's nothing closer to you, passes in and out of you 2, 3, up to 15 times a minute. So if I had just 30 seconds, I would probably take 1 to 2 proper breaths. And if you're lying down or you're being quiet, like sitting down, if you breathe in through your nose and fill your diaphragm, like the lower part of your, like in your abdomen, not up in high in your chest, but in your abdomen, if you're filling up your diaphragm and you get a big breath and then it sort of rolls up into your chest and you hold it, probably takes 4 or 5 seconds to get it in for your inhalation, maybe 6. And then if you hold it for 4 to 6, maybe 8 seconds or a count of that you're just doing yourself, and then you release it slowly, maybe double time, maybe takes 8, 10 seconds to let out, you're almost to 30 seconds. So you could do 1, 1.5 of those, and it completely changes your physiology. It can take your heart rate from 100 and down to 60 almost within 30 seconds. It basically alerts your sympathetic nervous system, parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system of your autonomic nervous system, triggers it to relax, to feel safe, to feel calm, to disengage, to maybe reduce or stop pumping cortisol into your system. It's really important. It's vital to all of life. The quality of your life just may come down to the quality of your breath. If you breathe really shallowly, if you're just breathing in the top of your chest, you are signaling your autonomic nervous system to kick in, to be fearful, to pump hormones through your body that are preparing you to escape, to run, to flee the situation. Over time, cortisol in your body, the buildup will wear you down. Basically, when you have adrenal failure or exhaustion, might manifest as anxiety or feeling of overwhelm. Know that you can adjust that. That is a dial that you control. Nobody in the outside world, I mean, unless you're kidnapped and someone has you bound and gagged. I spoke recently at a correction facility. Even the prisoners that I spoke with, they were all free to breathe. There's very little experience that one has that someone else is controlling their breath. You are at choice. And awful things can happen in your world. Awful things can happen in your external world. For your internal world, you can control how those awful things sit with you, stay with you, or leave you, or fall off your raindrop. You are at choice by how you use your breath. It's a tool that we all have. Obviously, if you're hooked up to a ventilator or something, it may be more challenging. I'm talking about able-bodied folks. You are at choice. You can choose to take a deeper breath. You can choose to hold it for 4 or 5 seconds and then slowly exhale it. You can choose to do these things. Maybe throughout the day you forget. You can start your day by doing it just before you get up out of bed. You can end your day by doing it. Nothing puts you to sleep and relaxes. Well, I'll say me. Nothing puts me to sleep or relaxes me more than just counting my breath. I usually don't even make it a few breaths, 2, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. When I'm focused on counting my inhalation, holding it for a few seconds and releasing it, my exhalation, I'm signaling to my body that I am safe, I am okay, all is well, and you can do that too. So there you have it. If I had just one thing to start with, one thing that I can do in under 30 seconds each and every day, it would be just to take those 30 seconds, no matter where I was, whether you're in the shower, in the car, on the bus, just before a meal, very important. It's just to take a nice, big, deep breath in through the diaphragm, through the nose, fill up the diaphragm. Eventually that fills up kind of the barrel of the chest. Hold it for 4 to 8 seconds, whatever's comfortable, because on the end of that hold, on a slow exhalation. When you increase the time it takes to exhale, you are signaling to your parasympathetic nervous system that it can rest, that it can relax. When you focus more on your inhalation, think of like a skin diver or somebody going to, you know, go underwater, want to hold their breath. You are signaling to your sympathetic nervous system, be alert right now. I'm going to do something that may be taxing. Like I need some adrenaline. Again, if you're focused more on your attention on that inhalation, just think of it like you got scared. You're going to hold your breath, go underwater. That is tied in. Your inhalation is tied into your fight, flight, fright, fawn, the adrenaline, the wake up, something's going to happen part of you. When you are focused on the exhalation, you are focused more on your parasympathetic side, which is the rest and relaxation. Rest, digest. Your rest and relaxation is your calming. It is to send a signal to the body that says, I'm okay. Everything's good. You can stop secreting cortisol. I feel okay. I'm fine. Heart rate down. These are within your control. As simple as an inhalation emphasis or an exhalation. Now, unless you're doing active breath work, unless you're getting ready to like snorkel, most of the time the heavy inhalation is not really what you're looking for to relax, obviously. That really is to gear yourself up to take action. If you want to come down off of a tough day, a tough interaction, going to your breath is the quickest, easiest, simplest, better than any drug out there. Is better than doing any other activity. If you had 30 seconds and that's all you can do, close your eyes, take a deep breath, or keep your eyes open, focus on them with a soft gaze, take a deep breath through your nose, filling your diaphragm, filling up your chest, hold that for a few seconds, and then release nice and slow. And a sense of calm will begin to come over you. It might not happen with one breath, depending on what's going on that you're trying to remove a reaction from or reduce anxiety or feelings of stress within yourself. Depending on what degree that's at in your world, you may need to do that for a few minutes. You may need to take 10 deep breaths. I hope this has been helpful. I do know that I personally have had my attention on my breath for the better part of 30 years, and I am nowhere near as good of a breather as I'd like to be. It takes a lot of practice. It is something that I find I easily resort back to quite a shallow breathing. And kind of the more I focus on it throughout the days and weeks and months, I find that I'm better at it, you know, some days than others. It's challenging to take deep breaths and talk into this microphone, for example. It is challenging to breathe deeply throughout the day if your go-to is a shallow breath. So sometimes I've set timers that go off every hour that kind of remind me to breathe properly. Better we get at breathing, the better we get at living. Honestly, we kind of reside in a bubble of CO2, right? We don't inhale fully. We don't exhale fully. So we live in this kind of limbo of not getting enough oxygen to our cells. And it's a problem. It's a real problem. I hope that if you're listening, you take 30 seconds to see what I mean. See how you do. There's a lot of people that are probably worse off than me. I will also say that training with a trainer, I do really good. There's at least an isolated time each and every week that I'm definitely focused on my breath, and it is when I'm training. But if you don't have a trainer and you're not doing like a Wim Hof style or any sort of meditation, that's where I think meditation is powerful, when you're focused on your breath, when it's breath-related meditation. Those are the ones I find the most enriching. If you don't have someone who's watching you breathe or helping you to improve your breathing, there are plenty of amazing, very well filmed, recorded YouTubes out on breath meditation or just actually counting breath. There's actually apps you can get that when you're feeling stressed and you want to calm down, you click open that app and it will actually inhale. You know, a wheel will go around and it'll say inhale, and then it'll say hold, and then it'll say exhale. So it literally just guides you through it. Very simple, something you can do for yourself. It is probably the single most powerful thing you can do for yourself each and every day, is to focus on your breath, 30 seconds. And when you have a chance, you'll find that because it feels good after a while, you'll start to do more of it. And that's the whole idea behind small habit, becoming big changes in life. If you're just implementing little tiny things that make incremental betterment, and over time, those make big changes. I thank you for your time and listening today. If you know any shallow breathers out there, any friends or family, loved ones that you think might benefit from hearing about the 30 seconds they can spend each and every day focused on that breath, please do share, like the video. If you are on YouTube, you can leave a comment down below. If you have any other comments and you're on podcast channel, feel free to join our wellness community. It's text. You can text the word yes to 206-483-2960. That number's on the outro as well. And look, there's no life without breath, but there is no quality of life without quality of breath. Until next time, stay strong, be awesome. Namaste.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you feel any part of this episode resonated with you, then please consider sharing it with a friend who may also find value in it. And remember to hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. And before you go, did you know we have a fantastic free text community? If you want more bite-sized health hacks and reminders delivered directly to your phone, absolutely free, then text keyword YES to 206-483-2960. Again, that's keyword YES to 206-483-2960. And we'll see you on the inside.